Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. It's always tricky on the first day, isn't it?
That's right. It is.
But we got the telephone numbers right and we're all set. So, yes, very exciting.
Well, I haven't worked out how to turn off the chimes when everybody calls into the show yet, so
I think it's either star 8 or star 8 or star 5. Like one of them mutes everyone and one of them turns off the chimes.
Okay, let me try star 8. That was it, Sherry. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Okay. Well, we're ready to kick off a whole year, 365 days of Project Joy with our this weekday radio show. Wow. Mm-hmm.
We've never done anything like this. So the excitement is almost, for me, uncontainable.
Yes. And before we start, Sherry, I think you wanted us to look at really how important it is to have a practice focus every day and what that does for practice.
Well, yes, it's critical. It's essential. There's so, it's so possible in our modern times to live in a theoretical world of practice. So I understand everything. I've read everything. I've been with every teacher. I can quote sutras. I'm all set. But I don't have a practice. And so actually I have nothing. And the place where, the difficulty with that is that we don't realize it until possibly it's too late. So I'll probably not get this exactly right, and I'm sure he would forgive me because he's that kind of a guy. But I remember reading when Ram Dass had his stroke that the thing that he said after.
Sherry?
Okay. Yeah. That woman just started talking to me. Oh, she likes to do that. Are we on track with Ram Dass?
No, I think you got muted as you were saying you were going to not get it quite right, and he's a forgiving sort of guy, so I don't think we heard what you said.
Okay, so when Ram Dass had his stroke, afterwards he came back and said that it was just stunning to him that when it happened, he had, in his terms, not a single dharmic thought. And what it told him is that he really needed to double down on his practice. Because, and I'm not, I mean, anybody, you take that wherever you want to take it. I don't know what he did afterwards. I don't know what he was doing before. But that's what he said. And of course, Zen is a religion. They call it the religion of death because it's constantly preparing us for the moment of death, right? Where are you going to be at the moment of death? And the only way you can be where you want to be at the moment of death is to be there at every moment of life. And it's not in our heads thinking about. It's practicing. It's practicing coming back here, having the attention here, being in the moment, every moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love it because it's never the moment of death is really the moment of life. How can we be alive?
Yes, yes. If we're fully here, we're as ready as we can be for anything. If we're off in a conversation in the head, even if it's a conversation, in quote, about spirituality, or about awareness practice, that's not practice. And we have to practice. We have to drop all of that, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and get here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to be, that's what we're going to be doing, talking about. And there aren't standards for it, right? It's not a, you're the right person if you do and you're the wrong person if you don't. That's not the, that's the conversation in conditioned mind. It's just, it's that place of we're practicing. It's being more familiar. We can feel ourselves transforming. We're changing. We're different. We're here. We're here. We're here. We're here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Sherry, that's such a beautiful segue into the assignment for the day, which we can, which here it is. The curious paradox is that when I accept myself just as I am, then I can change.
Yes, and oh, that's good. That's very good. and what I would add to that is when I accept myself exactly as I am, and the language there we could dissect for days, right? Because there is no I who is going to accept myself as I am. That's we need completely different language for that. And when that acceptance happens, what I realize is I'm already different, because the problem we're up against is that we don't know who we are. We are living in a story in conditioned mind about ego and believing that that's who we are. So when we accept all of that, okay, yep, that's the story, yep, that's what I believe, yep, and we get it, but that's not who I am. It's like believing I'm a character in a movie, okay? So I accept, yep, there's all of that, has nothing to do with me. I am already completely different.
Mm-hmm. If I may reflect what you're saying, right, Sherry, that we have, it's one of the reasons I love our practice, because it's the first place in a spiritual path that I've encountered that actually talks about self-hate, because it's that thing about spiritual practice does not begin until the beating stop. And part of that is recognizing that self-hate, the self, all of it is part of a system that we have been conditioned to believe is who we are. So we decide, what we learn in practice is the tools to disidentify from that
movie
perspective, from that movie, and then to recognize that that's not what I am, that's the system, that's the mind, or that's conditioned mind. And if I can disidentify from it and know that that's not what I am, then I can actually have the capacity or the awareness or the openness to discover truly what is, to truly what it is that I am, and or that is me, if you will. And I think that that's what that this is. And I think that that's, it's just so perfect. We didn't design it this way, of course, but life did, right? That in Project Joy, in the kickoff, folks have been watched what we were looking at. That is exactly the change in orientation that we're practicing with the focus of Project Joy, which is we stop identifying with the me that we've been conditioned to believe, that conditioned mind, and we start, for lack of a better word, identifying with the intelligence that animates as what we are, as who and what we are. And so it's just so perfect that we kick off with this quote.
Yes, and again, when you were talking with us yesterday at the kickoff, or day before yesterday, or whenever it was, months ago, about the mind sheath, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we're describing here. Conditioned people are caught in the mind sheath. And anybody who didn't see us talking about that, I think it's available. It's so assumed. It's so deeply, deeply assumed that stepping out of that, we're so habituated to seeing the mind sheath as reality. And one of the first things we have to get, at least intellectually, is no, it's not. No, no. What I've been taught to believe is me is not me. The world that I see is not reality. And so now, if I can accept that, then I am open to exploring, well, then what is. Now, now we're ready to go.
And that important step, which you just pointed at, as well as the code points us to, is the acceptance that ego is a human experience. We don't have to descend to self-hate because we have an ego. It's just what is there. And I think that's why...
Like having fingers.
The 2013 not feeling bad was such a milestone for practice because we accept that that ego exists, but we do not feel guilty or angry or resistant or any of those things for having that aspect, you know, having that, because it's what everybody has. And now once we accept that, we have the ability to move forward to transcend it. But if we believe that we believe the self-hate, that we should not have self-hate or a self or all of the identifications assumed with ego, we're just reinforcing that ego orientation. It becomes egocentric because ego is preoccupied with ego. Let me finish reading the assignment for the day, because this will be a little different because it's our first radio show and we don't have people who have practiced for the assignment. So maybe people can actually put themselves in the queue and ask about and tell us what they're seeing about this. So here's the rest of the assignment. We have a saying in this practice: I love you exactly as you are, and I will help you be however you want to be. So much more is possible when we practice becoming from love rather than from self-hate version of self-improvement. Turn on the recorder and have a conversation with the mentor on how to compassionately make the changes in who and how you want to be. It really is such a... Go ahead.
Sakya?
All I was going to say is it's such a wonderful exercise in moving to the wisdom, love, and compassion that we are as a way to recognize the wisdom, love, and compassion that we are.
Yes. Yeah, and at this juncture, it always reminds me of being a teenager and being at that age where we're really struggling with our parents and having an aunt or an uncle who's just, at the age of our parents, but not invested in us the way our parents are, not taking us personally. And we have that person to talk to about what's really going on and who we really are and how we can be and that sort of thing. That's kind of for me, it's a great image of what it's like to talk with the mentor about what is actually so.
Yes, what is actually so. Okay, well, we have 15 minutes.
Well, we have 15 minutes for folks to tell us what they're seeing about this assignment, and then we'll hopefully have everyone practice throughout the day about this and then report to us on it tomorrow.
Very good.
So here we go.
All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
First caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
It's Linda from Alabama.
Well, hello, Linda.
Hey.
What are you seeing?
That's a good question.
That's a trick question, isn't it?
So I guess I am definitely in that area of practicing accepting who I am. And I noticed when I read the assignment, which I just read it right before the call, so I have not practiced with it yet, but is I noticed you immediately start going to, well, what do I need to make myself better? Like I guess it'd be interesting to explore how to let that happen instead of...
Well, the thing is about that for me, that yes, we get to see the knee jerk, the conditioned reaction is so quickly present that we assume it's what is so. But again, if somebody who loved you unconditionally were if you were in a conversation with that person, and you were talking about how you would like your life to be,
right,
I don't think they would give you a list of activities for self-improvement.
Right. So to kind of I think true.
Mm-hmm.
So to just kind of say to the mentor,
Well, if it were me, I first of all, you know, I think it's not helpful for us to have 93 things on our list of changes we want to make, right? So, and for most of us, for probably every one of us on this call, the main change that we need to make is to get out of the conversation and get into unconditional love,
right.
Unconditional love and acceptance. That's it. So if we were to ask the mentor, How can I do that? What would be most helpful for me to be doing? The mentor would probably say something like, do the things that you're already doing, like being on that call every day, that bring you back to the present.
Right. In other words, practice.
Practice. Yeah. Because what we know is, and what I know you know, is when you're here, there's no problem.
That's right.
It's when you're not. It's when you're off in a relationship with conditioned mind. So we definitely don't want to go off into a relationship with conditioned mind to find out how we can stop suffering over the fact that we are in relationship with conditioned mind.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So my plan is to sit down with the mentor and say something like that. Like, I choose unconditional love, and then how can I choose unconditional love? What would be some nice ways to help me choose unconditional love all the time?
Yes, yes, yeah. And gentle, 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 kind. You know, we want how we do what we do, obviously, is more important than getting any kind of result. So if you're choosing an unconditionally loving approach toward this human being, then you already have accomplished what it is that you hope to accomplish when you get through with this project.
Right.
And what we're doing together for the next 365 days is remembering to do that.
Right. And this call, being able to do this call every day is amazing.
Definitely. This what?
Being able to do this call every day is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Certainly. It's totally amazing. And the first thing people are going to start watching is how they get talked out of it.
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what it does. So it's really interesting. It's like anything else in our lives. You know, we would like to eat well so that we can be healthy. We would like to exercise. We would like to meditate, whatever it is that we want to. I mean, we talk about this all the time. And
right.
We all know how it feels when we do that.
Right.
And then we don't.
And then we don't.
Do
yes.
Yeah.
I've been practicing.
And so that's what we're going to close in on here with the kind, compassionate, gentle, loving assistance of the wisdom that animates us. We're going to learn not to fall for those scams so that we can actually live here,
right,
in the unconditional.
Right. So not only just mm-hmm. talk to mentor about what to do, but actually to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Because being in a conversation about how I need to exercise and then being beaten up for not exercising, and in a conversation about the importance of exercise and then being beaten up for not doing it, this is not what we're going
that
for, right?
Not.
Yeah, and what we're going for is exercise.
Right.
So yeah.
My thing this year is extreme self-care. So I just, throughout the day, I just think, okay, extreme self-care, what do I need to do?
Yes, yes, because that's where Care for All begins.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you are so cared for that it's the gratitude wants to give. When you are so cared for that you just have boundless energy as a result of it, you start looking around for what else can you care for? Because you know that caring is what's giving you that boundless energy. So what else can you care for?
Very good.
Yeah, but it'll come. We don't need to leap to, so I should find things to care for because that, that's
right,
going to take us right back into that conversation.
Because I've been thinking that would work that way.
No. No.
Sherry?
Charity begins at home. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm getting texts to say that you, I, and Linda are completely muted and unmuted. We've lost us, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know if that's people's experience. So if we can we just hang on 1 second. I'm going to try to do something, too.
We're having a private conversation.
Yeah, well, we're having a nice time.
That's great.
Whoa, did you hear that, Ashwini?
No, that's my buttons are trying to do it again. Hang on. Okay, that just cleared the queue of everyone, unfortunately. So if you were in the queue, would you please put yourself back into the queue? And it seems like only one person can't hear us. Everyone else seems to have been able to hear us. So let's keep going. Sherry, are you unmuted?
I am unmuted. I am officially unmuted.
Well, I've lost...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and here's Linda.
Oh hey, it's me.
All right.
I think we were
here.
Good.
We go. Okay, I think we're good though.
Yeah,
do you feel like we're good? You got your.
I do.
Okay.
I feel great, right. and I thank
okay,
you for
good.
This whole thing. Thanks, y'all.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Take
bye
good
bye.
Care. I know you will take good care. I don't even have
I
to
am.
Worry about that. I know you will. I love
thank
it.
You.
All right.
Thanks, Linda. You know, Sherry, the thing that jumped out for me from that conversation is something we've been looking at a lot, that when we get out of the conversation and conditioned mind, when we relinquish the control of ego or the identification with ego, then wisdom, love, and compassion reveals itself because
mm-hmm.
it always is there. It's just
yes.
that we're attending to something else so we can't tune into it. And so
yes.
it's such an important step to stop attending to the conversation and then the wisdom, love, and compassion that's always there gets revealed to us. And I think that's
yes.
the conversation with the mentor because as soon as I go to I choose unconditional love, I'm stepping out of the identification with me and actually making the attention switch to the field revealing itself to say what it is that it wants to say.
Yes. You know, when you say that, it reminds me of what people talk about a lot at the monastery. So you're going along, because you're right out there in the middle of nature, you're going along just me in your head, and then you stop, take a breath, and realize the birds are singing, and there's all this nature going on around, all this beauty that was completely unnoticed because the attention was on that conversation of an imaginary world. So
mm-hmm.
exactly that. When we come back, not only do we get the birds and squirrels and all of those things, but we get access to, we are directly tuned into the wisdom, love, and compassion animating us. Such a great point. Yeah.
Well, let me get one more caller online, and I truly apologize for all the technical issues, but we'll hopefully.
Hey, I know
you're
doing the very best you can. Technology is tricky.
Okay, here we go. Our next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Shereen Ashwini. It's Jan in California.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled that we're focusing on this, and I was just seeing so much in the last conversation, sort of going through the process of turning to the wisdom, what do I want to focus on as the discussion's going on, And what I got to see is that, and I assume this process is just going to go on all year, but that, you know, what I want right now, just follow the heart, training to follow the heart, mm-hmm. follow the heart. And that focus brings me to presence, and then that the presence brings me to that focus.
yes.
I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like,
yes.
it doesn't, yeah, just the, and doing it together, being reminded, hearing what other people are doing, just supports it so tremendously, because I know the conditioning is going to come in to take over whatever the new focus is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just is what happens. Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is. Yes, it's just how it is. And we can't feel bad about it, and we can't be surprised about it. It's just how it is. And when we look around at the world, we can see, it's not just me, right? It seems
right.
like the whole world is operating out of the same difficulty. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And when you were describing that energy level, that's what's become, for me, one of the big wake-ups. I mean, not that it wasn't before, but I don't know, with everything, you just hit different levels of it. And especially lately, noticing when all of a sudden there's this tremendous drop. The energy's gone.
The energy. Yes.
And then, okay, all right, what do I focus on? Turning to that wisdom again. All right, okay, that's what happens. Now where do I turn? What am I choosing right now?
It's amazing. Critical. It's critical, Jan, and let me just reflect something about it that's so critical. That what we are meant to, I mean, that's one of ego's great ploys, right? So the energy is gone because ego just sucked it out, right? And then you're meant to look to conditioned mind to find out what's wrong. What are you doing wrong? What's wrong with somebody else? What's wrong with this situation? And what little energy there is left goes right in the same, but what you're training yourself to do is say, the energy is gone. All right, what do I need to focus on? Because the energy is there. So what do I need to focus on to be back in touch with it? That's the whole deal.
Yeah, and boy, that it's so strong. The bamboozle is so strong on that one. At least for me, it has been. But now it's that. Well, as I was talking about, like the red flag. Okay. All right, that happened.
It's gone.
Now what?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it's like that scoreboard, right? Okay, ego. If we, in the Gandhi sense of that system, is our greatest ally in that it is our most worthy opponent.
Yes.
So there's the scoreboard. Ego on one side and center on the other, right? And there you are. And when ego wins, put a mark up there. You know, give the devil its dues. Okay, you got me, but I'm here now.
Yeah, and as you say every day, and we know that, and then recording about it. How did that just happen? I mean, not going to the head with it, but just where do I need to go now? Okay, that happened. What do I need to do? And the support is there.
Yeah.
And I know for me, that is another huge part of resistance of not going to the recorder at that point.
Yes. And not looking to the mentor to give you the insight.
Right.
Right? Because the mentor will give you the insight. It's, you forgot to eat. Or, you got caught up in that conversation about, Or, there's that old habit too. And there's no judgment in it. It's just, okay, I see, you're right. I spent the last 30 minutes on social media, and I don't feel so good. So here I am. And we learn something, right, that deepens our commitment.
Over and over again, yes.
Over and over again, yeah. That it's in the daily recollection, we realize that little line is in there for a good reason, because it is describing our life experience over and over again and yet again.
Thank you so much.
And Jan, about that, if we are truly in pursuit of ardently pursuing that which we love, then the again and yet again is just delight, right? It's like it's like never getting tired of saying I love you, never getting tired of saying thank you. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank
right.
you, thank you for
you,
this.
Jen. Oh,
bye-bye.
Pleasure.
So that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry. Isn't that a wow?
it's
so
a lot of fun.
I do want to read. Yeah, I do want to read the assignment again, just so that everyone has it. Which is the curious paradox is that when I accept myself just as I am, then I can change. We have a saying in this practice: I love you exactly as you are, and I will help you be however you want to be. So much more is possible when we practice becoming from love rather than from self-hate version of self-improvement. Today, turn on the recorder and have a conversation with a mentor on how to compassionately make the changes in who and how you want to be. And one other thing.
May I say something about that? That if somebody wants to tune into a great conversation about the how of that, Lakota interviewing Scott a couple of weeks ago on the photovoltaic system at the monastery is a great how-to conversation.
Yeah. And I believe it's 2 weeks ago, and it was the wrap-up of the big bamboozle that, and Scott was practicing with that. So,
It's such a great conversation if anybody missed it.
And I'm receiving a bunch of texts, Sherry, to say that some folks thought that the radio show number was the open air number and so missed a little bit of the show. And it's not. It's the new number. So those people
Ashwini, something about that. This is the honor system, folks. Don't give this number to anybody else, please. Please don't do that. It's not like open air, where it's just open to everybody and just give it to your friends and relations in case they ever want to call in. This is a 365-day commitment to practice. And, of course, it is how your practice in the form of, what all of the support systems behind the scenes supports itself. So please, please don't give this number out.
I also got that anyone who was dialing in with the app on the show was the one that had the most issues. If you're on a computer or a phone, apparently there weren't any issues. So Bob and I will test that and send something out for those folks who are connecting through the app.
Okay, great. You know, the first part of a trip is always a little challenging, a little rocky. We have to work out some bugs, so that's good. We'll all get here. All right,
We'll make our compassionate changes not from the place of self-hate around the number.
Yes, yes. And okay, Ashwini, when do people have the next assignment? When will they get it?
No.
Do they have
today
it?
Today we focus on this assignment all day. Tomorrow morning we'll get the assignment for tomorrow. And so in tomorrow's show, we will process what people are seeing about today's assignment and introduce tomorrow's assignment.
Okay, great. Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thanks, everyone.